Today we'd like to see the title of Because of Your Unbelief in Matthew 17 verses 14-27. To another word of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1 in verse 20. So Jesus said to them, Because your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have a faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. What does it mean? And explain this kind of supernatural faith to cast out demon, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 23, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. Why were they exceedingly sorrowful? And what can we learn from here? Question 3 in verse 27, nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time in Matthew 17 verse 2, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. The times of awesome spiritual experiences and blessings are also times of danger, because Satan often comes to attack. Verse 14, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, he asked Jesus to heal his son. In the context, verse 15, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. The epileptic disease was caused by the demon in verse 18, not by a brain damage. Its effect was serious, often to fall into the fire and the water. Here, after the awesome spiritual experiences of transfiguration, the demon whose head is Satan came to attack his disciples, not to heal him. In verse 16, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, for we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against principality, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Verse 16, so I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Why not? See in the context. Then verse 17, then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. The world is ruled by Satan, who works in the children of the disobedience. A Buddhist has a face, a Muslim has a face, or Satan has a face. But a Christian has the faith only through Trinity God. So the generation is against this faith and his word or God. They are not depend upon God, but upon themselves. For example, same gender marriage. His disciples were influenced by the generation, especially the faithless part in the unbelief in verse 20. James 2 verse 19, you believe there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. John chapter 12, 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Verse 18, Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. By Jesus rebuking, the demon came out of the epileptic boy. The demon, the creature, is subject to the Lord, the Creator. Who cast out the demon? The Lord, not a person, nor Satan. When a Christian with the faith casts away the devil, the Lord does so, not the Christian. For example, Satan's power is subject to God, Job 1:12. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Verse 19, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? Why not? The same question in verse 16, 20, question 1. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have a faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. The belief or faith to cast out the demon or to move this mountain from here to there is a kind of supernatural faith, different from the faith in gospel for position salvation or from the growing faith in life to reveal God's righteousness. The source of all the faith is the Word of God. The supernatural faith, just as a mustard seed can move mountains or mulberry trees out. The faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit, as well as the healings are the gifts of the same Spirit. Here, the faith comes from God the Spirit, not from people, including his disciples. During exercising the faith, the power to cast out the demon comes from God, not from people, because all authority has been given to the Lord in heaven on earth, not to his disciples. But the people who believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God, have the given keys of the kingdom of heaven to bind to loose. Here, his disciples failed to exercise the faith through their own powers, not depending upon the Lord, nor looking to Christ, to cast out demons, rather than through Christ who strengthened them, whatever circumstance is. If you are facing a problem that seems as severe, serious, or immovable as a mountain, turn your eyes from the mountain and look to Christ who resolved the severe problem. Only then you can do all things, whatever state you are, through Christ who strengthened you, not through yourself, nor a gimmick. For him, his glory, his kingdom, or his righteousness, not for your gain. Cross-reference Romans chapter 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Romans 1:17. For in it, in gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed how? from faith to faith, growing faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Luke 17:6. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mercy seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Supernatural faith. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. They are diverse of gifts, but the same spirit. They are differences of ministry, but the same law. They are diverse of activities or operations, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the Spirit, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills, whatever he wants, not you will. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came to spoke to them, his disciples, saying, all authority has given to me, not to you, in heaven, on earth. Matthew 16:16-19. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to them, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock, this confession for faith, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give it the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Key, not authority. Key meaning to use God's power, God's authority, the Lord's power. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things, disciples, through Christ, not through yourself, who strengthened me. Matthew 14:28-31. Peter answered him, said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, not look to Jesus, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am, whatever circumstances, to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Verse 21. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. To have this kind of faith, the question, this kind of supernatural faith to cast out the demon takes prayer and fasting. The faith, the supernatural faith, is either to remove the mountains or to remove the demon. 22. Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men. Jesus told his disciples about his death through betrayal. 23. And they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up, and they were exceedingly sorrowful. They heard only the first part of his death and were discouraged, because they did not understand the purpose of his death and resurrection until after his resurrection. Luke 9:44-45. Let these words sink down in your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men. But they did not understand this saying, and it was hidden from them so that they did not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this thing. So they did not understand the meaning. 23, question 2, and they will kill him. Question 2, yeah, we already covered. 24, when they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" Peter was asked by the temple tax collectors about Jesus paying the temple tax, which was required of a half a shekel to 20 years old and above men. At the Capernaum, the headquarters of his ministry, Exodus 30:12-14, when will you take a chance of children of Israel for their number, that every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord? When you number them, there may be no plague among them when you number them. This is what everyone among those who are numbered shall give, half a shekel, according to the shekel of a sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half a shekel shall be an offering to the Lord, everyone included among those who are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to the Lord. Peter said, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" Obviously, kings do not take taxes from their princes, but from others. 26, Peter said to him, "From strangers." Jesus, the Son of God, and Peter, the adopted Son of God, are free from the tax. Ephesians 1:5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Adopted son. 27, question 3, nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first, and when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. Not to stumble people, Jesus supplied the tax payment for both himself and Peter. For example, Paul did not eat the meat offered to idols before the Christians who might be offended by his eating. 1 Corinthians 8:8-9-13. But the food does not command us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. Conscience, feeling. Therefore, if a food makes my brother stumble, I will never again admit, lest I make my brother stumble. That's the main point. We covered all three questions. Let's see here. Customary Christian English book available. So, free gift called Marvin, ebook.church. So there is Spanish book also available. Spanish is Marvin too. So ebook church, you may see library. So here a lot of book. So out of book 70% off. So you may use in a code 70% off. That is, you hear Spanish, customary Christians right here. There is Iranian Christians. One is he was addicted to drug, but he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Now totally free from addicted to drugs there. So here available, you may review code free. You may use this any review code. So that is, you might use that. So here last one is continuing keep on prayer for Eastern Europe, the victims caused by the war between Russia and Ukraine. Let's just sing all together a last song on bulletin. Right here, page Maranatha song, page 57, number 4. Also, here, first page, top right, is you click on Christmas song, hymn song, carols available right there. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in your heart.